Welcome back to My Seminary Life. I'm your host, Brandon Knight, and today is the annual Schools Out Special. And today, for the Schools Out Special, I am here to review, to talk about the song that inspired the title of this annual episode, Schools Out by Alice Cooper. And yes, folks, I am here today for the third week in a row for a special edition here on the show. Last two episodes were also special editions. We had the four-year anniversary special of the show, episode 200. And now, for those of you tuning in for the first time, Schools Out is the annual episode that comes out late May or at some point during June to commemorate the end of the school year and the start of summer break. And typically, it is a fun, chill hangout episode. We're gonna put all of the super deep theology to the side for a minute, just to have a little bit of fun here on the show. And since this is a music themed episode, I've done a lot of music themed episodes over the past year, and on purpose, by the way. I've actually really started to enjoy it. And since we now have a music-themed show here on the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network, Some Joyful Noise, it's made producing music-related episodes even more appealing. And so, hello, all you Some Joyful Noise listeners. Thanks for tuning in and for checking out all of those music-themed episodes I've done over the past several months here on My Seminary Life. Come back for other stuff. Actually, I know of at least one more music themed episode that I am planning on doing before the end of the year. So y'all will hear me at least one more time here when it comes to the music stuff. But like I said, here today we're talking about Alice Cooper's song Schools Out, and we're gonna see how many times I can say Alice Cooper during this recording before producer Cooper comes running in. He is not named after Alice Cooper. Let's just make that clear. I'm not like some diehard Alice Cooper fan. I'm not against Alice Cooper either. I'm just, you know, I know this song is what it really comes down to it. I just, 70s rock isn't really my thing. A lot of those bands from that era, I think like Alice Cooper, Kiss, nothing wrong. I don't really, Black Sabbath, all those kinds of bands, like, just haven't really spent time going back and listening to all of their music. So I know like the song, the iconic songs that they're all known for, but just haven't really spent too much time going back and really diving into the rest of them. But talking today about the song Schools Out, which means we need to go back to the year 1972. Off the back of the band's success with their album Killer, Alice Cooper set out to release an album that was going to explode, and it did. The name of that album, their fifth studio album, Schools Out. Now again, today we're just talking about the single, the song, Schools Out, but I guess if perchance you all really enjoy this this review and want more Alice Cooper in your My Seminary Life diet, sentences that shouldn't exist, then maybe next year for Schools Out, I'll sit down and do the whole album. And sure enough, the album exploded, and so did this song. It's by far one of the band's most recognizable songs, both domestically here in the U.S. and internationally as well. The song would go on to earn a certified silver certification in the UK, and at its highest, peaked Billboard's Hot 100 at number 7, and overall at the year-end chart, it would top number 75 out of 100 on Billboard's Hot 100. In Canada, number 7. I love it. The Canadians were really into this song. In the year 2015, so about 10 years ago, the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame as well. last number stat for you all. This song would also go on to place number 326 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. And I'm sure you're curious, so I'll go ahead and let you know. In the original list from the Rolling Stone, from Rolling Stone's top 500, number one, Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. That seems slightly rigged, but that might be why. In 2021 and 2024's revised list, number one, Aretha Franklin, Respect. All right. That seems less suspicious. And actually, Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone dropped to the number four position in this revised edition of the 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Now, as you can imagine, for those of you who weren't around in the year 1972, which is fine, I wasn't either. As you can imagine, there was a little bit of public outcry against this song, not just because it's rock music, but because of the nature of the theme of this song, speaking very openly about school being out, and that led many parents, teachers, principals to call for a boycott of the song and for radio stations to not play it, as they felt it would encourage a rebellious nature against childhood education and kids would just stop showing up to school. Sure, that makes sense. And I mean, just look at the lyrics of the song here. Let's just look at the chorus. School's out for summer. School's out forever. I'm bored to pieces. Like, yeah. That would make sense that parents would and school teachers and principals would be like, I don't want my child listening to this song because it's going to encourage them to not want to go to school. Well, we got no class and we got no principal and we got no intelligence. We can't even think of a word that rhymes. Well, clever. 21 Pilots did that too. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I love that. And I just love, you know what? Let's just take a moment and be rebellious. Like, I just love these kinds of songs that are like kind of this rebel, this like rebellion. Like, I don't want to go to school. That's the whole point of this song. And I'll get more into that here in a second. Like, this whole song is just about how Alice Cooper. Doesn't want to go to school and is singing about how, you know, can't salute you, can't find a flag. Like, we're just not going to go to school. And, or you look at like Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party, which is this ironic, like, the song is just dripping with irony, even though it like changed the identity of the boys themselves when it came out. Like, that song is actually supposed to be making fun of frat boys, what we would call F boys nowadays, basically. Like, just kind of that, like, do what you want, screw you to everybody. But the song is actually supposed to be making fun of that versus encouraging it, even though the popularity of the song like shifted how the boys all acted and made them horrible frat boys. Or We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister. Like, all these different kinds of songs that are just like teenage rebellion at its finest of like, I don't want to listen to your rules. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to do these things. I'm not gonna take it. Like, still to this day, these kinds of songs just like give like this, like, fuel a little bit, at least for me. Like, again, I don't really listen to Alice Cooper or Twisted Sister beyond those songs, honestly. Beastie Boys is different. I like Beastie Boys. I've listened to quite a bit of them. But, and documentaries. I like watching documentaries on them, too. Anyway, but these kinds of, like, songs, like, at least for me, they still have a little bit of, like, fuel behind them of, like, you know, that just kind of like pump up music. I don't really feel the need to have like a rebellious attitude anymore, unless it's like, you know, I guess sometimes politically, there are some politically motivated things that I'm like, I don't really like that, but I don't really run to these kinds of songs for like fuel to feel rebellious against political things. If anything, these are the songs that I put on for like, when I'm working out, or actually I do have two of those. I have a playlist of music on Spotify that's only for when I grill. When I grill, I turn on this playlist, and it's kind of this combination of, like, to me, what would be classic rock and 80s music, and then, like, current, to me, music, and even, like, some, there's some, like, very current things on there, too. It's a wide range of genres, just kind of, like, good summer vibes, got the charcoal grill going kind of music, and School's Out is on there, obviously, because, you know, you do most of your grilling during the summer. And a lot of the songs on there also have some kind of reference to summer at some point in it as well. But that's the kind of, like, it's not so much, like, fuel anymore, for me at least, of, like, teenage rebellion. A little bit, if I'm being honest, when I was a teen, for Fight for Your Right to Party. A little bit, if I'm being honest. But, like, anymore, this is just, like, yeah, to me, this is the classic rock. I know I'm old enough now that the music I grew up listening to the kids nowadays, is classic rock. Blink 182 is playing on classic rock stations now, which I don't know what that will make 70s and 80s music eventually, like old time rock and roll. Maybe that's what we'll call it, even though to me, old time rock and roll would be like Elvis or something like that, or the Beatles. Now, with this song coming out in the 70s by a rock band, you know, the height of, you know, using drugs and all that to write our music. I mean, that was a lot in the 60s, but still kind of going on here in the 70s. And we're getting more explicit, or using coded, I don't want to say coded, because that gets into, like, all the weird, like, alleged backtracking, hidden messages stuff, but kind of getting into all that, like, symbolic, like, oh, this song is actually about drugs or sex or all that. So I'm sure you're all really curious, okay, so what is School's Out really about? What is Alice Cooper really singing about? Well, here you go. You ready? School's Out. That's it. That is actually what this song is about. This isn't like another Brick in the Wall Part 2 by Pink Floyd. We don't need no education. Yes, I know. Some of you out there didn't know that that was the name of that song, and neither did I. Just so you know, I had to look it up. We all thought it was called We Don't Need No Education, when actually it's part of the another Brick in a Wall. I think it's three parts on that, on the Wall album. Another band that I honestly have not spent that much time with and really know them for that song. Now, that song is about corporal punishment and about, you know, abusing children in school physically. Like, that's what that song is about. But Alice Cooper said that in the writing of this song, this is about school being out. There is a little bit of, like, I don't want to say, like, deeper meaning to it, but it is interesting. In an interview, Alice Cooper did talk about how there are two major moments in a child's life, the two most, like, exciting moments in a child's life. One, the moment right before you start opening presents on Christmas morning, and two, the moment right before the end of school for the summer. And you know what? Good point. That is probably the two most, I don't want to say significant moments, but two most exciting moments in every child's life. And you get to experience that excitement twice a year as a child. The moment right before you start opening presents, and the moment right before the end of the school year. And it doesn't, as a child, I don't know. I guess the third one would be your birthday, like the moment right before you start opening birthday presents, or right before you start eating cake, or whatever the case may be, might be the third one. But as a child, like, it doesn't get too much more exciting than those moments. What's interesting is that in this interview with Alice Cooper, he does talk about how with the Christmas, what he sees as that, like, moment, that excitement right before you start opening presents, he makes it sound like it's because at that moment you are, like, at the peak of pure greed. that's the that is what's fueling the excitement right there, right before you start opening your Christmas presents, because you just see this mountain of mysterious things wrapped up and you don't know what they are going to be, and all you want is just to rip into it. Now, he doesn't really talk too much about what exactly is the fuel for that moment right before school lets out. Although, I would have to say, if we're going to assume greed is what is fueling that moment right before you start opening presents, I would say then the desire for freedom would be I know that seems like really simple, but like freedom is probably what is that like thing gnawing at you that is building up that excitement to then be able to go on summer break. And, you know, honestly, as an adult, I do kind of experience the excitement right before opening presents still on Christmas, if I'm being honest, partially because I just really like unwrapping presents. Please don't give me a gift in a bag with tissue paper. If you for some reason are going to give me a gift, like, don't do that. That's unless it like absolutely has to be in the bag. I would prefer if you wrapped it, because I'm just very excited unwrapping things. It's just a thing for me. But when you become an adult, unless you're like a school teacher, you don't really get to have that like thrill of summer break anymore. You know, like maybe a little bit with whatever your summer vacation is, or, you know, maybe here in a couple years when producer Cooper starts going to school and he starts having summer break, maybe then I will like have some kind of like excitement vicariously through him, because I see the excitement in him as he experiences this newfound freedom. But it's such a unique freedom, right? Because we don't get that in adulthood. I mean, even some school, I know that's kind of like the thing, you know, like, oh, school teachers, you get 3 months off. I don't know a lot of school teachers, but like the ones that I do know, some of them do have to go get part-time jobs, like seasonal jobs, through the summer, so that way they can, you know, continue to pay the bills. Like, being a school teacher isn't necessarily like this super lucrative job. It could actually potentially cause issues, you know, if depending on your income, you might not have the money, even if you were going to be on a fixed income or whatever through the month, through the summer months. Like, you know, banking 3 to 4 months worth of salary to get through that time period, that's hard. So then the end of school doesn't necessarily become like this potentially like joyous taste of freedom again for some teachers. It might actually create more stress if they're not able to put together some kind of seasonal part-time work through the summer. Now, I did promise not to get too deep on in this episode, because again, school's out. We're just supposed to relax a little bit and enjoy that freedom, right? Ooh, just thought, maybe do parents experience that taste of freedom again when kids go away to summer camp? Maybe. I'll have to watch for that one when Cooper gets to that age, although the idea of sending him to summer camp does terrify me. Just because I've been to summer camp, so I know how, like, marginally dangerous it is. It could be. And, yeah. Anyway, that's a Thursday BoJack problem. But yeah, I promise not to get too deep into the weeds here on this episode, because it's school's out. And also, to be fair, the song's not actually that deep at all. It's celebrating school is out. School's done for the summer. We're here. It is summer. Let us enjoy the season. But it is still like a little bit thought-provoking, and I'll leave it alone after this, just to kind of think about that like motivation of like, why is the end of school like this moment of pure excitement for a child? And why didn't Alice Cooper write one about the greed of Christmas? Where's that song at, Alice Cooper? Bro, where is that song? Well, thanks for listening to today's episode. And yeah, happy summer vacation, everybody. The show's not going anywhere, but you know, we're full swing into the summer season. And that means that thankfully we are now all caught up on all of the specials that needed to happen over these past few weeks. The next special will be a few months from now, kind of that late August, early September time period reorientation, that shifting our focus back into what truly matters, centering ourselves on Jesus, who is the center of our faith. But got a few fun things planned to get us through this summer. Gonna circle back to a couple series that we've done in the past, do the micro style, mini series style, but until then, thank you all for listening to this episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review the show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend, especially somebody who is an Alice Cooper fan, I guess. Again, if this episode does really well, maybe I'll circle back next year and do the whole album next year. Make sure you check out the other great shows here on the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network, like The Homily, The Whole Church Podcast, and of course, my sister show, Kung Fu Pizza Party. You got a taste of the show last week with the Art of Peace review. And again, it's been a lot of Karate Kid the past few weeks. So if you're interested in checking out any of my reviews on the Karate Kid franchise, they're not that far back. And again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. This has been My Seminary Life, where I remind you, as always, that theology is for everyone, so keep on studying it. There you go. There's the actual MSL theme song to play out.